The India Fan by Victoria Holt.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 1.
Part 1. England and France. Chapter 1. The Big House. I had always been fascinated by the big house of Framlingham. Perhaps it had begun when I was 2 years old, and Fabian Framlingham had kidnapped me and kept me there for 2 weeks. It was a house full of shadows and mystery, I discovered, when I went in search of the peacock feather fan. In the long corridors, in the gallery, in the silent rooms, the past seemed to be leering at one from all corners, insidiously imposing itself on the present, and almost, though never quite, obliterating it. For as long as I could remember, Lady Harriet Framlingham had reigned supreme over our village. Farm labourers standing respectfully at the side of the road while the carriage, emblazoned with the majestic Framlingham arms, drove past, touched their forelocks, and the women bobbed their deferential curtsies. She was spoken of in hushed whispers, as though those who mentioned her feared they might be taking her name in vain. In my youthful mind she ranked with the Queen, and was second only to God. It was small wonder that when her son Fabian commanded me to be his slave, I, being only 6 years old at that time, made no protest. It seemed only natural that we humble folk should say...